Damas y caballeros, welcome to En Mis Tiempos. I'm one of your hosts, George. And if you say Bronx three times in the mirror, J-Lo appears. I'm here today with AG and Alfredo.
That was actually pretty funny.
Yes! Yeah. How's it going, guys? And today's guest, Alex, welcome to the podcast.
What's up?
75 episodes before you got a good one.
Yes! I mean, dude, I've seen so many TikToks.
I almost feel bad for her now.
Nah, you
almost.
Okay.
Shit, dude,
it's bad. It's just gotten bad. And the one I've been seeing lately is the one where it's like, oh, where they ask her, it's like, oh, what was your go-to order at the bodega? And she's ham and cheese and orange soda or orange drink.
No, I think she says something else, and then the guy is like, you should be ordering ham and cheese or something like that, or maybe I'm wrong.
No, she said she goes if and an orange soda if you know you know.
So is she going through like an identity crisis?
Pobrecita.
Or what do you guys think?
No comment. I mean, I've never liked her, so.
People go through those.
It's hard that we're all realizing now. Oh, well, I guess there's people that have already realized it before, but like, I'm just realizing, like, dude, she has no talent.
But do you think she's going through an identity crisis in like her mid-50s?
It's her midlife.
It's a bit midlife, yeah.
Well,
can you call it?
What a lot of people are saying is like when she does movies, she's white, right? She's like white.
I guess, yeah.
And then when she does the music or dancing or something like that, she's, yeah, or Latina.
Mediterranean.
And right now, the knock on her on that film, a lot of it is like she's trying really hard to be from the Bronx, even though she's from the Bronx.
No, people are like, she's a millionaire, or she's a celebrity. She's a millionaire, right? She's lived about for the past 30 years in L.A. You can't really call yourself from the Bronx anymore. Say, you know what I mean?
No, you can. It's fine. The problem is she tries to oversell it. Like, she was never hood.
No.
Based on what we're hearing now. She was from the hood, but she wasn't hood. There's a difference, right?
I grew up in
bad parts of town. I wasn't fucking hood. I wasn't like, I didn't live that life. Just because I'm from there, I could say I'm from Juarez. That doesn't mean I'm a fucking drug dealer. I don't act like I am. I don't act like I'm hard or anything.
But she tries.
That's just where I'm from.
Yeah.
But she tries. She tries, mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where people get it like, what the fuck? No, you didn't. You didn't do any of those things.
The video that's been popping up, también, the one where she's like, it's an old documentary and she's going she's going back to her old, in the Bronx, and then she's going to her old house and the owner is standing there and he's just standing there. She's walking by with her hands in her pocket and she's like, I used to live here, you know? And he goes, who are you? I'm like, damn.
I like that video. You haven't seen that?
No.
She's like, Jennifer.
You? No idea.
They're like trying to catch a good moment and she's just like, yeah. I used to live there. Like, who?
Who are you? Are you?
Me. I used to live there. Look, Jennifer. And then he like doesn't buy into whatever's going on. So she just keeps walking like. It's like an episode of, I don't know, Office or something.
Yeah, pobrecita, no.
They're like, Selena used to live there.
Not Selena. Selena, yeah, we know her.
Oh, you're Selena. You from that one movie.
What, have you ever done that?
What?
Gone back to a house that you used to live in?
Yeah.
I have.
Mm, yeah.
Like, actually gone back to the house and knocked on the door and said, hey,
no. Not that weird.
I almost did it once.
Where?
Because I think I've told you this story. We used to live in this apartment. It was a house, but it was like split in half, so it was two apartments. Mm. And when we were like 14 years old, I was on Pershing in El Paso. We spent an entire spring break playing cards. This game we used to play, it was like Uno, but we didn't have Uno cards, so we made it up with regular cards. It's called Rip Off, and you keep score. And it was me, Richie, and Fernie. We kept score the whole fucking week. And at the end of the week, we folded up the paper, and we put it between two cans of Dr. Pepper with a basketball card. And I think it was a fucking Shaquille O'Neal card. I don't remember what card it was.
Okay.
We fucking buried it. Like in the backyard, and I remember exactly where it's buried. And every time we go back, we're like, we should go back and get the cans. You know, just
dude. Okay,
but we're afraid to jump over the fence because we're gonna get shot.
Okay.
So we were gonna go knock on the door and be like, "Hey, I used to live here," and tell them the story and see if they'll let us dig. But I'm too much of a chicken shit to do it.
Okay, hold on. For something like that, I was thinking you were just wanting to go see your old room or something. About the old house.
I want to go dig something out of the backyard. The second I tell them that, they're going to be like, it's probably valuable. Fuck you. Where is it?
Well, they're going to dig up their whole backyard.
Have you ever looked at the, like, who's living there?
I know. I fucking sit there and watch it until somebody comes
people,
out.
They might be just walk in there, be like those are the nicest worst person.
They'll shoot you without asking questions.
Look, you need to know who to send. Obviously not you.
So send the white person.
Leslie, she's the whitest one. Yeah.
Okay.
Leslie will be like,
she's all tatted up though.
Why she cover up? It's okay. It's fine. It's fine. But for something that valuable, I'll do it. Let's go.
I don't know what card it was. It might have been nothing. We just remember we buried it with a card.
Or it might be a lot.
Or it might be a lot. You know? It was around the time Shaquille O'Neal was a rookie. So
rookie card. Oh.
Dude, rookie card, man.
Is it? Wait. Is it one of those like brick? Not brick. It's not. The rock fences, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's a fucking chain link fence, 4 foot tall. Like, I could hop over it.
And how close to the fence is it? I'm trying to figure out if I can do this or not.
Just find out when you're not home.
Next time you go, I'm going to tell you exactly where
it
is.
Just find out when
you're not home. I'll watch you. I'll get your back.
I'll support you.
Look, it's literally a 4 foot fence, chain link fence. The thing is about 10 foot from the fence, and it's only about 8 inches deep. Like, it'll take you no time to dig it out.
For sure. All right, we're gonna have an adventure in El Paso. El Paso, right?
Yeah.
It's pura tierra, too.
I know.
It's easy. One scoop, it's out. Just gotta make sure there's no cars. Dude, just jump the fence.
Okay. Mm. I'll watch from across the street.
I'll go knock.
At the fire station.
Oh, that one.
Fire station across the street, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. So, before we move on, what should be anybody without the Selena movie? Jello.
Nothing.
If Selena doesn't die, she's nobody. If Selena doesn't die, she doesn't have a career.
Yeah. Oh my God.
There's a lot of people like that, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, she just happened to look like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we needed a replacement, so she.
Well, she didn't replace her.
Isn't that girl that killed her coming out?
Who?
The one that killed her coming out? Yolanda.
Oh, yeah.
Yolanda.
Yeah.
Mr. I'm a big fan. We already talked about that like in 2 episodes straight. Get out of here with your bullshit. Good.
Just the first episode.
I listened to the first half of the first episode and then I stopped.
Just saw the highlights.
Don't feel bad. I did too. I listened to the first one. I'm like,
and finally, should J-Lo and Jada Pinkett Smith have a podcast together?
Oh, shit.
I heard that.
You know what? The people would listen to it just to hate on it.
A lot
just
of people.
Just to hate on it?
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be a Jordan Peterson type of podcast. Like, you'd still listen just because.
Just to hate on it.
Man, I don't hate on Jordan.
You like him?
He's pretty cool.
Him and
what's his name? The other guy. The one that looks like he's gay, I guess?
No. Your guy from. What? That gets arrested all the time for.
Oh, Alex.
Oh.
El gordito?
Wait.
What? My friend.
The other guy was always talking shit about women. You know, he's a man's man. Man.
Oh, your boy.
Your best friend.
With the glasses.
He's bald.
Bald.
Child trafficking. No?
Episode. What?
Your best friend.
12.
Yeah.
You know this.
Tate. Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate. Yeah. Dude. He's not been anywhere in the past a year. He hasn't.
He's in jail.
He's been in jail.
Okay, yeah.
As soon as he starts putting out content again, you'll be all over it.
No, I'm not good. Guys, just so you know, I didn't watch his streams or anything.
You said you did.
No, I never said I did. I said he would come up.
And you would watch it.
Okay, fine. I did. I never subscribed.
There you go.
Yeah, but other than that.
Wait, who's the guy that you said he looks like he's gay?
He's like a Jordan Peterson type of guy, but.
Oh, your boy.
He's a Republican, Republican.
Yeah, you like to hate.
Huh?
The young guy, the young Republican that likes to argue with people, but he just talks really fast.
Your boy. I don't like that guy.
Why are you trying to take him? Just giving me a name.
I don't remember his name.
I don't remember his name either.
Kurt?
No, he's just really good at arguing because
he
just talks to people.
Dark hair, talks really fast.
Oh my God, why can't we remember names right now?
You like him because
he's your best friend.
He doesn't make You like him because he argues.
Yeah, he has the he's right good, way. He's a good debater.
But
well, yeah. He used to be. I don't think, and I didn't know he just talks now.
I heard him on what's the show with the
Fact Checker?
The Ukrainian guy or the Russian guy? What's his name? The podcast guy.
God, we're so horrible. No?
Luis, can you please just come back, man?
Luis, please come back.
We started. Goddamn.
Not Joe Rogan, the other guy. Damn, cool guy.
Damn, the dementia is rough right now.
Isn't he like Jewish?
Yeah.
Well, he's not Russian.
Why not?
Okay, valid point. What the hell? You know what? Let's just stop.
You know him, right? Yes. Okay, well, he had him and...
Dang, guys, the dementia is rough right now.
Ben Shapiro.
Andale. Ben Shapiro and some other guy debate, and it was pretty good.
Ben Shapiro and who?
Really? You want to do this?
Let's move on to talk about shit with names that we do know. That's an ugly jersey. Why'd you buy it?
It's not ugly. Do you think it's ugly? Hold on, Alex. 1 out of 10.
Alex, also,
we're going to need you
to talk.
I am talking.
No, you're not.
It's neat. Dude, do you really think it's ugly?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about the new Mexico home jersey. I'm wearing it right
now. The away jersey is nice.
The away jersey is really nice, yes.
Yeah, that's just, no.
Why did I get this one instead of the away one?
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the away one at the moment.
Okay, so you agree that the away one's way better.
Oh, yeah, way better. But I'm
so
still,
you just had to buy one.
But, okay, this is it. I hate, people are like, oh, that's ugly. I'm like, why are they switching over to maroon, whatever? It's like, dude, this
I don't
is
care about that. It's
they've
just
always
ugly.
Had, yeah. They've always yeah. had maroon. It's not that some ugly. Way, shape, or form.
Didn't they lose recently?
Shut up.
Oh, that was last podcast?
I don't like this.
Oh, that's going to be in all the jerseys for next season.
And then the shorts with the white, I don't like that.
I don't like the peacock feathers is all.
Dude, it's cool. Oh, it's different. Like, I think that's really cool about Mexico. Like in where Adidas making the jerseys, that they always choose Mexico to do something different. Like every other nation is still the same color.
Hey, it's okay. As long as
we're still going to buy it. Exactly. I thought it was nice. I think I like the color. I like the maroon. I'm still going to wear it. It's like you got to support the home. You know, it's a home jersey.
So wear a green jersey. Everybody will know what you mean.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Whatever. It's your fucking money. I'm just saying it's ugly.
Yeah, you're right.
Did you watch the game?
Yeah. What'd hey, so I'm so thankful I did not buy tickets to that. I was like this close. Like me and my cousins.
That was close.
So yeah. My cousins were like, let's just get the very top. It doesn't matter. Let's go. And then I told them how much it was going to be. They was like, oh, well, you know what? Never mind. Let's just watch it at someone's house. And so we watched it at the house. And an hour before the game, I was like, should I just go by myself? I'll just get a ticket at the bottom. Whatever. I really want to be there. I really felt like they were going to win. I was like, oh, USA, Mexico, you know?
You know what? I had a good feeling about it too.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Not gonna lie.
We won 3-0. It's like, 3-0. It was just
Did you watch it?
No. Just all the highlights. Like everything.
No, man.
You didn't waste your time. Good
no,
job.
No, just all the goals. You know?
Saved yourself. I was so pissed. Pero, I do want to bring something up about the game. So, how do y'all feel about the homophobic
We've
chat?
Talked about that before.
Yes. But why? Do you think it's stupid that they're trying to ban, like, the fans?
Yes. No, okay. No, wait. No, okay, so.
Hold on. Yeah, go for it. What do you think about them banning the fans? Like, because that's the only thing they can do now if they don't want the chant, right? Because we only do it whenever we're losing.
Obviously. But how are they going to ban just the Mexico fans? What if I put on a USA jersey and get into the next game and then
well,
do it?
Yeah. Well, that's true. The thing is, they'll ban the Mexico games at home, but they never play at home. They always play over here, so.
Well, they would just be, how would they do it then? They wouldn't be able to ban.
But then it becomes like a slippery slope.
They do it for official games.
A what?
A slippery slope, because then if another, country says something, it's like, well,
fucking England is the most racist country out there.
Yeah.
Italy.
Yeah, like, Italy. They actually chant racist slurs at the players.
They freaking throw bananas.
Yeah. Like, they are legit racist. Like, I don't know how many times we have to say this, and I don't give a fuck. I'm an ally. It has nothing to do with fucking gay people. That's not how it's meant. And to me, that's what I've said this before. Just because you take something I say the wrong way, it doesn't mean that's the way I meant it. I could say banana and you could say that's an anti-gay slur. It doesn't mean I have to stop saying banana just because you got your fucking feelings hurt.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's not the way it's meant. It has nothing to do with gay. It's just a fucking word that we like to yell at the goalie because it sounds cool when 100,000 people yell it at the same time.
And they all go,
This is fucking cool. And we've been doing it for years, and nobody ever gave a shit until somebody got butthurt, brought it up, and now they're trying to ban it. It's not going to happen. And they're just going to lose a bunch of money.
Exactly. That's what I was going to bring up. It's just because you're trying to ban the one team. Like, USA, their soccer is trying to grow in the United States, right? And you're trying to ban the fan base that buys you the most tickets. Just stupid.
Yeah.
But so, and it having ultras, or let's call it like, because at that point you just become like fans, like literally, you know, just screaming out stuff like what they do in Milan or Italy, stuff like that. It's like having those type of fan bases at the games, like at the Mexico games, they had the people with the drums. Like, that was the first time I ever heard them. And it was loud. Like for a Mexico game? Like for a Mexico
game? Every game.
No.
They're like, at every game.
What the fuck, George?
No, with a drum. Hold on.
They're but at people, every game.
Nah, dude. Look, last time I went to.
We're done talking to you about Mexico.
Hold on. Last time I went to Mexico versus, I think it was Honduras or something. No, Guatemala. There was.
Speaking of Honduras.
What about Honduras?
Did you see that goal I sent you?
Oh, dude, that was beautiful.
Anyway, carry on.
Wait, where was I going?
I don't know. Something about drums.
Yeah, drums.
I don't know what that has to do with an anti-gay slur.
I've never. No, well, nothing. Really. I was just saying, it's like those, you should allow, it's stupid if they try to ban the Mexican fans.
It's just but why are we just using it? At this point, why are we just using it when we're losing?
Like, because it's funny.
It's funny. It's
why it annoys me. Like that's where I was going with that.
Like I was annoyed last night. Like I was
and they've done it at games that I've been at, and it's fucking annoying. That's where I was going with that. No, fuck it, ban the fans. That's the only way they're gonna learn.
No, but I mean,
because we do it when we're losing.
I'm fucking frustrated. Like I just don't go to the game. Right. Don't buy tickets.
Don't go to a game because there's a 50-50 chance your team's gonna fucking lose.
If you're a sore loser,
just don't go to the fucking game.
We've been losing for the same reasons for a while now. Stop supporting the team. Otherwise, they're just gonna keep doing the same shit, and you're gonna keep going.
Right. We're moving on to the next topic that I was gonna bring up. So we're done with the gay shit.
Yeah, we're good. Okay, I mean, shit. I was just saying this is
that's where he started with. How do you feel about the chant?
Yeah, that's why I started.
Well, yeah.
I'm okay with the chant. I'm also okay with them banning the fans because they've been told they don't stop. Follow your rules. But if you're going to fucking do it, do it. That ref let it go on for like 20 fucking minutes yesterday.
And they should have stopped it when they did it to Memo.
The second time.
Yeah. They did it to Memo one time.
They should have just stopped the game.
I was fine with that.
Yeah.
I was like, do it to Memo. Like, do it to Mexico.
Oh, yeah. They did do it to him, right?
They did it once. Yeah. That's when he should have stopped it.
My question with that would be, how do you police that, though? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, it's like, is it just one fan, or is it like...
No, oh, if like you can hear section? The chant in the stadium, then they're supposed to stop it.
Oh, okay.
And my point is, if you're going to say, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, that's fine. Do it. But actually do it. Don't just do it when it benefits you or, you know, when there's no money involved. Fucking do it all the time by the letter of the law.
Yeah.
They're not. I mean... Because do the fans do it whenever we're winning? También?
No.
Not anymore. They stop doing it now because of all the controversies. When we're winning, they're fine. But as soon as we start losing, and it's close to the end of the game, they start doing it.
I'm not going to lie. I was doing one of them, at least at the house.
It's fun, dude. I've done it at a World Cup. We had German people doing it. We had people from all nationalities doing that shit. It's fun.
Back when it was okay.
Yeah, and nobody gave a shit. Because it's like in the 90s.
It was funny.
When you said something was gay, it had nothing to do with gay. Yeah. It's just gay.
It's actually funny.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's the same thing.
We get what you're trying to say, yeah.
But whatever. If you were offended by anything I said,
what was it?
I don't give a shit. It's kind of gay, yeah.
That's comment. Gay. Send
an email. You were going to something else?
Yeah, so the team sucks.
Yeah.
Are we going to keep going to the games?
I mean, I'm not.
I was making plans to go to College Station to watch the friendly with Brazil.
Come on. Don't do that to me.
I made a decision yesterday. I'm not wasting my fucking money on that.
I wouldn't go.
I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go to any other games until something changes.
I wasn't going to go.
And that's not going to hurt them.
It's not. No.
The stadium's still going to be full. Yeah. They're probably still going to break an attendance record down in Bryan.
No.
I don't give a shit. It's not going to be my money.
And they're going to yell puto because they're going to be losing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. like, I still want to attend. Like, for example, the Brazil game looks really, I mean, to be there to break the record or whatever, I'm like, that's pretty cool. I'm going to be one of the attendees, you know? I can be.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
But I'm like,
like, I actually go to those games because I really love my team and I want to watch them win.
También.
Yeah. But it's just like they're putting out garbage now. It's, I'm out.
It's hard to watch.
What do you think is like the big like thing that needs to get changed, or is there just too much?
Go ahead, Adrian.
I mean, just
like, where to start, huh?
Yeah. It's funny because like just the interviews afterwards, that's what they were asking every single player. But only one of them, I believe, answered. Yeah. Like,
I mean,
the other ones were like, oh, I'm
not, and he's never going to play again. I guarantee it.
I mean, I hope he's the whole game, we were playing like the U.S. used to play. Like, they've switched roles.
Yeah,
like
pretty much.
The U.S. used to counterattack. That's what we were waiting for. And they have possession the whole game, which is what we used to do.
Technical players. Like, they've outmanned us for the last 5 years at least. Like, yeah. Man-to-man, they're better skill players than Mexico has.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Easy. I'm not going to lie.
So now we can't. Like, now we're playing opposite roles, and it's fucking sad.
But
I still stand by my comment that the U.S. still doesn't know how to play soccer, though. Like, well, individually, they're very good, very fucking talented. But as they're beating us because of that individual talent. Yeah.
Yeah.
As a team, they're still not going to do shit against the rest of the world.
Yeah, they have a long way to go.
You think we have a better shot against
the rest of the world? Yes.
But not against the U.S.
But not against the U.S.
One other thing I'm tired of, like, listening to people say, oh, USA is el nuevo, es el gigante de la
CONCACAF. And they are.
That's true.
But okay, why do we call America el gigante? Or Las Chivas or a Cruz Azul because of their titles, right? US Mexico still has more titles than USA.
What titles?
I mean, CONCACAF, the Gold Cup, the other nations.
Yeah, but it's been fucking years, dude. Like,
I mean, we won the last Gold Cup.
You can't keep calling yourself America's team if you ain't won shit in 30 years.
Hey, hold on.
Same type of deal.
Are you going to defend me on that one?
Adrian. No.
You're on your own. He's like, damn. He low-key agreed with that. That's all right. I'm just saying, once you have more titles than that.
I'm sure you got your U.S. jersey in your closet.
It's probably wearing under. No.
I've told myself I'm never buying a USA jersey. I almost did once because I thought the jersey was really nice. But then my Mexican side came and I was like, I can't do that.
I can't. Nah.
I'll buy any other jersey except for USA.
Yeah, we know that. You bought Messi's.
Hey.
Actually, it's not Messi's. You just bought an Argentina one, right?
Yeah.
It's even worse.
Oh, are you serious?
Wow.
I thought it was Messi.
I don't know. It's just, I...
Oh, my God.
If I bought an Argentino, it better fucking say Messi on it. Otherwise...
I forgave you when you bought it because I thought it was Messi.
Hold on. I didn't order it because I was going to go to the store to put Messi on the bag, but I never went.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm. I'm gonna just put Maradona now.
Right.
Is that okay? Can I do that? Am I accepted?
You may or may not be back next week.
Oh, I mean, Luis hasn't for the past 4 weeks. Just make it a 2-man group here.
If you're wondering where Luis is in here.
Oh yeah, Luis.
He's getting worse than George.
I've only done that twice.
He didn't know we were going to record.
I said he's getting worse than George.
He didn't know we were recording on Monday.
Should we just change it to another day?
No, we're not changing it. George, it was a joke.
I was kidding.
I'm just saying that we could and make a,
Alex, seriously.
Get in here, man.
I'm asking questions. I'm
you're
talking.
You're not talking.
Get Dennis. What do you want?
No. This
bright
is good
lights.
Stuff.
All right. Bright lights got you.
You can't be a listener when you're sitting in that seat.
Yeah, no, this is good stuff. I'm just like,
He's going to be listening back on Friday. He'll be like, oh yeah, I was nodding my head right there.
Yeah, that thought right there. Yeah. Now I was gonna ask you guys, who do you think is gonna go farther though? Canada, US, or Mexico?
In the World Cup?
World Cup, yeah.
I still think Mexico will.
I still think Mexico will, but I think it's because for the same reason that we suck, because it's corrupt. Oh. The FIFA's corrupt and Mexico's corrupt and we're really good together.
Yeah.
So money talks.
I still think Mexico. Mm.
And Mexicans pay a lot more for the tickets than Americans do, and it's just that's just the way it is. They'll find a way.
Man. I don't know. I think the U.S. is going to go farther.
You know what? I hope they do. Fuck it.
I
hope
they don't. I mean,
if we don't figure it out between here and then, I hope they do.
I hope they lose their first game.
Yeah. I hope to.
The Copa America is this summer, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be a good, good test. Test.
Yeah.
So we'll see. So you're in the, are you guys something else or what?
I'm going to go ahead.
What do you do?
You're in, I'm an ER nurse.
ER nurse.
Where?
At Texas Health Southwest. So like Fort Worth area.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I saw this story of, did y'all hear about this? The hospital nurse that got fired because of her OnlyFans. Did y'all hear about
nurse?
Yeah. Wasn't it a teacher? I
heard about teachers.
No, it was a nurse. So she had just started her job. Oh. And then like 2 days later, they walked her out because, you know, she had an OnlyFans.
I saw the video where they kicked her out. Yeah.
Or on her.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this specifically before. Like, how do you feel about that?
About
people getting
fired because they have an OnlyFans.
I think or it's stupid.
Really anything that they do outside of work.
Right. I mean, that's the gist of it.
Yeah.
Well, did we?
We'll start with you because you're not talking.
Go, Alex. Yeah, because I don't talk. I don't know. That's tricky because it's like, what's like your life outside, right? Like, you're free to do whatever you want, but it's also kind of like represent the company, right? So then it's like, yo, like,
so if one.
But if you, but if you show up and do your job better than anybody else that does the same thing you do.
Yeah, that's my follow-up thought. It's like, yeah, like I'm like as a nurse, right? It's like my job is just to make sure that I keep people alive and do it the best that I can. It's like I'm not being judged by how, you know, how many followers I have on OnlyFans, right?
Yeah, like I'm just making
them. Cuz we all know it's hard times, that's what she said, right?
Yeah, these streets are rough.
Damn it. It's hard times, right? I mean, a lot of people need two jobs just to fucking pay the bills. Like,
I got to get that generational wealth, huh?
If you can.
So if you were like a company owner and one of your employees was doing that, you wouldn't care?
What kind of company?
Does it matter?
I wouldn't care.
Short of being a church or something.
No. As long as I think it falls in the same. As long as you're doing your work, coming to work, have good vibes, then.
Good vibes. You suck
about?
At what you do, but you got good vibes, man. We're gonna
dude,
you.
That's what you want at a job. As an, I think like you know, yeah, okay, you want someone that knows what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
But someone, if someone comes to work every day and just like,
no, I don't disagree that good vibes are important, but
I'm just saying.
Needs well, it's good like vibes. The smoking, like. Marijuana, you can't smoke on the job, right?
Yeah,
you can smoke cigarette, but you can't smoke on the job. Uh-huh. But when you go home, I mean,
you should
be able to do whatever you want, right?
Yeah,
as long as you perform the
as
next
long
day.
As it doesn't affect your work performance, you should be able to do whatever you want.
I think you need to
not
just put,
at work.
I'd be okay with it as long as you're not wearing like company like logo and stuff.
On the photos?
Yeah, that's different.
You know?
Okay, if you're looking at the OnlyFans page and you're wearing your
video,
what is it that, what's that saying that they put on accounts where it's like my, what I post does not reflect their company? It's like, I guess it's as long as you put that or some whatever.
Like the disclaimer?
Yeah. You shouldn't have, or any company should have any problem with, you know, what they do outside. I think. But at the same time, let's play the other side. I mean, well, no, you were playing the other side, right? If it affects your job, right? Or affects, I don't know. I wouldn't have a problem with it. But
well, he's the one that said that you represent the company when you're. I disagree true. With that to some extent.
Yeah.
Like I represent the company during company time. Yeah.
Mm.
Right. If I'm doing something stupid during lunch with my uniform on. Yeah, I get that. But once I clock out, that's my time.
No, it's fair enough. Time. Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise, you better pay me for that too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I like that, actually. You know.
Well, if your salary, you're getting paid, no?
Not when I'm at home.
You're getting paid for 40 hours salary, not...
Oh, okay.
100 and whatever.
30 hours in the
however many hours are.
Gotcha.
Is it like 130 something in a week?
Dang, so she got walked out like
yeah,
second
they just
day?
Walk her out.
Dang.
Dude, be honest, she was probably making more.
She probably didn't need the job.
She just liked maybe being in
168.
Yeah.
168.
Damn it. We should be getting paid that much. But anyways. Is that like, that'd be embarrassing getting kicked out? Everybody knowing, oh, she's got an OnlyFans?
I mean.
Not really, because it'd be a bit like.
Because she was on social media, yeah. But not just getting walked out. It's like, whatever.
Oh, because they posted the video. Who posted that video?
some idiot.
Some hater.
She was walking out. She was just like,
I'm making more than you.
Yeah. Would I be petty about it if that was, I probably would. I'd probably flip him off.
Because they're recording you?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck you. Make sure you put my name on there so I get more subscriptions. Yeah.
I'm gonna see you.
Yeah, I'm sure after that everybody started searching it up. Yeah. So she's probably doing better now. She's probably doing better. Send me the name.
No, now she's popular.
Who, her?
Yeah, we're talking about her now. Oh, yeah. Whatever her name.
Well, we still don't know her name.
Yeah, I mean, whatever her name is.
Yeah,
thank you, Luis.
Yeah,
Sarah. He said Sarah.
Sarah.
Este, something else that's going on in the world. Whose side are we? Whose side are you on, Alex?
Politically?
No.
Oh.
Well, let's say politically. Are you on Kendrick's? Or are you on J. Cole's side? Do y'all know about the beef going on?
No. What's the beef?
Okay. Kendrick, just call. Okay, this isn't hip-hop like beef, right? Kendrick just dropped a song with Este Future. Who he calls out as the Drake and J. Cole.
Yeah.
In that song?
In that song.
Yeah.
Saying there's one particular, I guess, what do you call him?
Sentence?
Verse?
Well, sorry, there we go. One particular verse where he says, it's who's the big three? It's just, or what does he say? It's not the big three, it's just the big me. O sea, he's saying he's the only big rapper, right?
Yeah.
Because in the other song, they're calling themselves the big three, him, Kendrick, Drake, Kendrick, and that's the J. Cole. But he's like, oh, no, fuck yeah. It's just me.
And who said that?
Kendrick Lamar.
No, who dropped the song?
Future.
So whose side are you on?
Two sides are is Kendrick, Future. Hold on. Kendrick, Future.
Oh, good Lord.
And then the other side is Drake, J. Cole, and let's go with that.
But the big three included Kendrick.
Kendrick and Future versus J. Cole and...
Who are the big three?
Kendrick, J. Cole.
Right, so Kendrick is on both sides?
No, Kendrick is just on one side.
So confused.
Yeah,
so,
this is very complicated.
The big three were J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick.
Yes.
Look at my finger. J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick. Right?
Yeah.
But Kendrick...
is by himself.
Just dropped a song with...
Future.
So he was one of the big three.
No. Oh, Kendrick, yes.
Yeah, he was one of the big three. You're not looking at my finger. He was one of the big three. He just dropped a song with this guy.
Uh-huh.
And this guy said he's the only one and fuck these three.
No. No, that verse was just Kendrick.
Oh, Kendrick said that.
Yeah, Kendrick said that.
So what the fuck does Future have to do with any of this?
He just dropped an album and he invited Kendrick on his album.
Oh, okay.
There you go. All right. He's all just right, a feature.
So it's Kendrick versus Drake and J. Cole then.
Yeah.
I got to look into that. Huh? I don't feel like Kendrick's that kind of person. But.
Oh, I think he just wrote a verse and people are blowing it out of proportion.
No, I mean, he calls
Kendrick,
him out.
Kendrick and J. Cole are like fucking badass.
Yes.
Like they're.
But who do you think, who is better to you? In a beef, or like them going back to back, this song. Like,
to me, like, I don't know.
Look,
that's like Biggie and probably J. Cole, actually.
Yeah.
That's like Biggie and Tupac.
Oh, you chose your side.
I think I'm J. Cole.
Wait, you just put those two in the same category?
No, like a... like they're both fucking badass lyrically. I think J. Cole's better.
I'll take your word for it. I'm not a huge hip-hop fan, but I've heard that a lot of times, and I feel like I should listen to the music because I like
J. Cole. You should listen to J. Cole.
He's good. Yeah. J. Cole, look.
Kendrick is badass. I like Kendrick.
Like, I think going, I choose Kendrick because I think Kendrick, I like J. Cole is music a little bit better than Kendrick's. But if they're going at it lyrically, I think Kendrick's a little bit better. If you're trying to diss someone, look, J. Cole is a better storyteller in the sense of using his lyrics or whatever to tell a story. But Kendrick, I feel like he'll destroy someone just with his lyrics. It's kind of like an Eminem. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
See, this is why I needed Luis here.
All right, we'll listen this week and come back.
Damn it.
I'll do that. I'll listen this week to both of their shit.
J. Cole rides a bike. Nobody knows who he is. He also plays basketball for a team, like a D League or something.
J. Cole?
Like his dream was always play basketball. So he just tried out and made the team. And he badass rapper onside.
Yeah, I've seen him play J. Cole play basketball. Yeah.
I couldn't pick any one of those guys with Drake. But the other guys I couldn't pick out of
Drake is I hate him. I hate him because he like keeps on bringing up Michael Jackson and like, you know, saying he's better than, I don't think he says he's better, but you know, chart wise, obviously I think he's almost gonna surpass him, or if not he already has surpassed him in like number one songs, number one albums or whatever. Am I explaining myself right? But Lewis isn't here to
fact check us.
So
I have no use for Drake or any of his music.
I just think he
was all right early on. Now,
yeah, he's kind of like his new stuff. I
feel like he has just has too many. It.
Like, yeah, it's like,
I feel like Drake doesn't write his music. Well, I feel like none of them do, but I think they have a little bit more.
Wait, what?
Like,
J. Cole writes his music.
J. Cole does. Yeah. I think he does a little bit more than Drake.
What do you mean Kendrick, by Drake? You mean like their beats or their like lyrics?
Lyrics.
You think they don't write their own lyrics?
You do? Not completely.
Rap, I mean, rap is a little different. Rap is a little different than, you know, any other music.
But you could have a ghostwriter.
Well, the you're a piece of shit if you do, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what I think Drake does.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but I don't know that for a fact.
Yeah, that's why whenever they talk about the big three or whatever, I'm like, I think it's just J. Cole and Kendrick. I think they're really good. They're the best. That's the only guys I listen to, hip-hop-wise.
Wait, this is like...
A lot.
If there's a fucking rapper out there that doesn't write his own lyrics,
it's Drake.
What does he like? What?
Huh?
What is there's he, nobody that's
what does
like,
he even do?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because like the rapping part is easy.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like it's not easy. Not anybody can do it, but you got to write your own shit. Like what?
Yeah, you got to get that. You have the street cred.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're not writing your own stuff, you're not. Nobody's gonna listen.
Yeah, but nobody checks that. Do you go back and check to see who if he wrote this person wrote his own?
I mean,
own
a lot of rappers.
I
never
thought I had to. I guess I have to now. Well, fuck.
Well, a lot of good rappers before there's like mixtapes as they're coming up, and you can find those mixtapes as they're.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Growing but now, I mean, I don't know.
You're saying okay? See, like I don't think Drake had a mixtape, or he probably had one.
Now they have AI do it for them.
That was back in the day.
That's true.
And now they do. But what I'm saying is, you know, Drake, whenever he started, I thought he was really good. You know, I liked his music back then. Now he's just like, I don't know.
It's just weird.
He just reminded me of that scene. I don't remember what movie it was. I think it was the Dr. Dre movie. Straight Outta Compton?
Yeah.
Where they bring some guys in from New York to sing. I can't remember which fucking song they were singing.
Okay.
And they couldn't get it right and they were getting pissed off. I don't remember. I didn't really watch the movie. And then one of them asked, like, what the fuck is a 6'4 anyway? I'm like, what? That's exactly what would happen if you're a fucking rapper and you don't write your own shit. Like, what?
I think it's just what do they call the industry plant? You know, people just being like, oh, let's make this guy.
Cat Williams.
Did you guys see that? His interview with...
We're not talking about Cat Williams again.
I need to catch a whole episode about it. Damn it. I'm so sorry. I haven't caught up. I've been busy, yo.
I'm
not a big fan.
You've been training?
I used to be a fan.
I've been busy, yo.
You've been training for a
triathlon? Saving lives.
Why?
Why not, man?
I can give you a thousand reasons why not.
No, it's something that's been just in my mind for like last 4 years. And then I just also got like super overweight like the last like 4 years.
Oh, good. I'm glad you said it. I wasn't going to say anything. Yeah. So
I was like, I got to lose it, you know? I was like.
I wanted to do a triathlon. That'd be fun.
I wanted to like walk a block one.
I want to. Are you just going to go straight to the triathlon? No, like half? Triathlon?
Or? No, good. Well, so there's
there's a half.
Like you do half the distances and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. So I want to do that. The Olympic one is 1.5 kilometers swimming.
Oh,
don't top them. Then it's 26 mile bike, and then a 6 mile run after. What? That's the Olympic one, but like the Ironmans are the ones that it's like 2 mile swim, 100 mile bike, and then it's like a marathon to finish off. Those are the gangster ones.
I know
like
a guy who did an Ironman.
Who?
He's a PM for us, actually.
Is it a gangster one?
Yeah.
You would never know it by looking at him.
No.
We had we did a project together, and somehow the owner's rep found out about it. And like every time we were in a meeting or something, he'd find a way to bring it up. Yeah, this guy over here, right? And he did an Ironman. Like every time, like, dude,
that's alone. Like, yeah. That's crazy. But props. You don't think to whoever does
you don't think you could do it?
Not right now. Ironman?
Not right now.
No, no, no.
I
could do
it. I can run half a mile. You think you could?
No, I'm not saying I can. I'm just what is it?
Again, half Ironman is
half Ironman.
I think that's what I want to do.
Yeah, half. But it's like,
of course, not anytime soon.
I think it's like half Ironman is.
You can look it up right now, George.
Yeah, look it up.
Oh, sorry, I'm the chat fact checker.
Fact check.
Mile something, 13 mile.
Was a half Ironman? Like an Ironman includes a full marathon, right?
Yeah, it is. The half Ironman. I think it's you still do the 100 mile bike.
And half.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you do half the distance of the swim.
Consists of a 1.2 mile swim, 56 mile bike, and 13.1 mile run. Yeah. In total, it adds up to a distance of 70.3 kilometers.
And have you listened to the Dobbins? What's his name?
David.
David Dobbins. Goggins.
Goggins, dude. Yeah, that guy's crazy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
He's ex-SEAL. Yeah, that guy. He was like overweight, needed like 90 days to lose 100 pounds or something like that, and he fucking did it. And then he just went to Navy SEAL like three times.
He did it like three times.
What is it? The boot camp for Navy SEALs. Buds.
Yeah. He did Buds like three times, and then he went to Ranger School and then graduated there, and then he did like the Air Force One, that's like the special one too.
Yeah,
just like he's crazy.
And he just
he does like ultra marathon.
You know what's like the thing about that guy? I don't know anything about him. I knew his name. I recognized it, but everything you just said he did has nothing to do with physical ability.
Probably.
Oh like, yeah, that's a lot, that's what he talks
his,
about.
That's his whole deal.
Yeah, it's all mental. Like everything you just said he did is all mental.
Like I read his book, and I mean he talks about how his shit locks up, like his legs lock up. He shits on himself, and he just keeps running. But he's so fucking mentally strong. He just
Everybody, there's like, a lot. You meet all these guys that are like fucking, you know, high school football players, jocks, whatever, and they all want to go try out for the Navy SEALs, and they don't fucking make it because they're not mentally prepared for that shit. Those trainings are designed to break you down mentally, not physically.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of super athletes that will not make it through Navy SEAL training. Yeah. Like, it's not.
Well, his whole thing in his book is he would get into the what do you call the coaches, trainer, what? The
instructors.
Instructors. Yeah. You will get into instructors' heads because all they do is try to break you down.
Yeah.
And get you to quit, right?
Yeah.
So he did it three times for different reasons because the first couple of times he got hurt.
That would be some shit I would do. But if you do it again, because I didn't do that last time. So.
So by the third time, he was like, he was just doing this shit for fun, and he broke down the instructors, and they were like, fuck, Goggins, get out of here. Like, like, they would make him do some shit, and he would just do it like forever, and then he was like, okay, like just go fucking go eat, go take a shower or whatever. Yeah, let me fuck with all these other guys, and that's how he fucking got through.
Yeah, I remember when I started as a nurse, I worked at this at Parkland ER, and I met this one dude that was a medic that used to work as a Navy SEAL medic, and he was like telling me precisely that. It's like, yeah, man, like all the people that like make it through, it's like it's the people that you least expected. It's like it's the short dude. It's the
Can't be the like, short dude.
Yeah.
No, but they have a height requirement for the SEALs. Well, but it's not. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like the person you least expect. It's like all the big, jacked, buff, like, dudes are like the first ones that quit within like the first like week or so.
I'll make it.
He did talk about one short guy that was loudmouth, of course. Like, he was badass, but what they would have to do all the time is lift their boats. You know, they're in the line.
He couldn't reach it.
He couldn't reach it.
The other guys hold, that's why they have a height requirement. The other guys are holding it right here, and he's like,
holding it. Well, usually they'll put you like in the, you know, the, around the same height.
Yeah.
Or at the end.
5'11", yeah. I think is what it is. No.
Oh, damn.
Nah,
it's not going to make it.
No, they can go shorter.
5'10½.
Damn. It was a requirement when it.
There's this one CrossFit guy. He's like 5'6". I don't know. Those guys.
Maybe there is a height requirement.
Those guys are crazy, yeah.
Anywho, yeah. You can totally do it.
Gonna try. I'm going to give it a shot.
You just like, what? You just popped into your head one day and you're like, I'm going to do this?
And it says between 5'6 and 6'4.
There you go.
Hey, we'll make it.
I still can't. I still can't.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Wait, how tall are you?
5'8". No, 5'4". Oh,
dang. Dang, dude. Sorry. All right. Yeah, like it came to me like 4 years ago. And then like, it's been something that's just like been kind of like bothering me for like the last like 4 years. And this year I was like, you know what? Like, I'm not going to do a New Year's resolution because that ends January.
Stupid. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, let's do something towards May time. That'll be like 6 months, enough time to just like be consistent. And then, yeah, here we are, man. Just
when like, did you start like for real?
Yeah. January the 1st. Yeah.
Oh shit!
Yeah, this year, and we've been going.
Well, good for you, man. Thanks, man. When are you planning on running it?
May 27th. So Memorial Day. It's in Austin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Check my calendar.
Yeah, we'll go support you.
Come on.
And party.
For real, I'll go.
Yeah, I'll wear my floaties.
Wait, you swimming in the river?
Yeah. Oh, in Lady Bird.
Yeah. Oh. I'm sorry.
Nasty.
Sorry. Can I ride a paddleboard and just like follow you along? Or
yeah, what? I think you could.
Are you doing it by yourself or is somebody?
No, so this one buddy, he talk about badass. He just finished a marathon.
Oh, really?
And did the Cowtown one, the Fort Worth one. And he did it under 3 hours and like he did 3 hours in like 17 minutes, which is going like at a 7 minute pace. So he's trying to go under like 3 hours, but he's trying to go for Ironman. So I'm like, good for you.
But, go do that.
It's crazy.
But yeah, he was like, man, like as a good segue to try to start training for that. It's like, hey, I want to do this with you. I was like, let's do it, man. So we're just kind of training along for it.
Cool.
Let's train for something, guys.
Let's do it.
Okay, we said this last year. Come on. We said this last year.
I'm in. I'll join.
Doing
no. We're the most undisciplined people we know.
Let's do it.
Let's
do a 5K.
I've done 5Ks. Like, I used to run, but I don't know. I have a friend who likes to run, and he said the same thing. He wants to do a marathon. Now that I'm thinking about it, he's like, he said this a long time ago, and he hasn't done it. I'm a message him ahorita.
I'm like, hey.
What's up?
Yeah.
No, but
running's hard.
You wanna but at the end of the day, it's like you for a marathon, it's hard, but it's
just the running, part.
Yeah.
I can do the bike.
What were you gonna say?
You just gotta stay consistent, like run a little bit, walk, you know, obviously you're gonna be tired, but I feel like someone could finish a marathon. Like we could finish a marathon.
I promise you I can't finish a marathon. Are you nuts? That's a lot of walking.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got to run a little bit too.
Right. So I can't run a marathon. Power walk. There's not enough time for me to walk it. Like, everybody will go home.
Yeah, there's a cutoff time.
Yeah. 4 hours?
No, I think it's like 6 hours.
Yeah, you think you can do it in 4?
No, you don't know.
5 hours?
You're crazy.
4 hours is crazy. You're going like at a 8-9 minute pace.
I'll sign you up for one.
I'd love to see this.
Oh. No, it's 26 miles, right?
Dude, running a marathon is like no easy task.
I know it's not. I'm not saying I can do it. I could probably do a half.
I can't do a 5K, dude.
We'll pay for
I can you. Walk a 5K for easy, yeah, for sure.
Oh, we'll pay
for
you. One of those, fun runs.
Like a Spartan run. That. Kids, I still won't do it, but I could.
Kids do those, and they can run.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you can.
I think you can.
And start off with a half marathon.
Start off with a 5K, George.
I can do a 5K.
5K, 10K.
No, start off by running a 5K.
Yeah, 3 miles,
not
right?
Not run, walk.
No,
like
run.
Straight yeah. run a 5K.
What do we do? The one time Tough Mudder?
Tough Mudder? Yeah, I made it. I made it. How long was that? Like 13
miles? Oh, okay. Let's do that. Let's do that.
I was like 6 miles, whatever it was.
I don't know.
I made it like 10 minutes in. Like, yeah, guys, I'm going to take a dip in this pool and then I'm out.
Yeah, we ran and we made it to the ice bath.
The ice bath? I'm like, I'm going to jump in that and then I'm out.
I'll see you at the end. The Tough Mudder, how much is that? Is that?
How much? I don't know how much is it anymore.
How many miles?
I don't remember. They're not that long. They're like from 6 to 8 miles.
They're different, but
yeah. Yeah. I'll do a Tough Mudder. That sounds fun. I've always wanted to run through those. You know, they have a, what is it?
Shocks.
The Shocks?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to run through there. That's at the very end.
Yeah.
You got to get there.
I feel like I'd turn around and go through it again.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, big shot.
I support you.
Let's do a Tough Mudder.
Let's do it. I'm in.
For real.
Dude. Are they still doing those?
Yeah,
I haven't seen. No, I've only seen the ¿cómo se llaman those Spartan ones?
Spartan.
Yeah, I haven't seen
those. Those are crazy.
Tough Mudder. Yeah, no, the Spartan ones I will not do.
Man, they're about
same shit.
Yeah, they're a little harder.
Yeah, that's exactly. What
she said. So the guy that's never done either one of them. It's the same shit. You can do it.
I've seen Yvette do it. I've seen
a bunch of people do them.
I've seen YouTube videos.
I've been to like more Tough Mudders and Spartans than I care to remember.
They used to go a lot, right?
Yeah, literally went for the beer.
Yeah. Dude, I have like, I've been, we used to do a bunch of runs, or fun runs, and I have like all the medals they give you at the end.
Yeah.
I have like four, so it's not a lot.
Proudly hung in his room.
Dude. No, I don't know where they're at. But
it's okay if you have them hung.
No. Anywho, yeah. I'll try the Tough Mudder. Whenever that.
One of these days, I'll do one of them. Just because I'm going to wait till I'm older.
Why older?
Because it'll be harder. I like a challenge.
I think it's a challenge now.
It is. I can't say shit because I haven't done it. So it's just me talking shit at this point, right?
Like, so. I'm going to wait till I'm using a walker, you know? Until I get to that point, you know?
So I'll never.
There's people with a leg, one leg that have done them.
Yeah. Fucking wheelchairs. Prosthetics and, but yeah.
They get through them. A little bit of hope.
I think I'm getting to the point in my life where I don't think, like, I've always lived under the assumption that I could do it if I wanted to. Because back when I was younger, if I wanted to drop 20 pounds, I could drop 20 pounds easy. Like it would take nothing. And now I'm at the point where I can't. And I need, it's like 40 now. That I need to drop. Like, look in the mirror, I'm like, fuck, no. Like, I can't. It's not going to be as easy as it used to be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So now it's a challenge. So now I want to do it just because it's a challenge.
Mm. But what's the first thing you got to do, Alex?
For what?
To drop 40 pounds.
Oh, man. First thing, you got to commit.
I mean, that's literally the first thing you got to do.
Yeah.
But it's all diet, though, too.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to go to that.
Yeah, you got to eat 90% diet.
So there's this drink I've been seeing 90%. Everyone drinking. Oatmeal and like lime juice, like a whole.
No, that's not 90%.
And Ozempic.
Stupid diet, but.
No, what? It fills Ozempic. You up.
What's
it
that?
It fills you up.
Oh. Do you guys know about the whole Ozempic thing?
Is that pill that everybody's taking?
Yeah, it's like all sick? The girls that are taking this pill. Yeah, which TikTok? Actually like an injection once
TikTok
a week.
Pill?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And they're like losing like pounds like within like weeks. They're like losing like 30 pounds like in the matter of like a month. But it's all, it's actually meant for people that have diabetes to help them with like their insulin and whatnot.
Diabetes.
But these girls are like now just taking it just to lose weight.
But they're all sick now.
Yeah. Oh, it's sick? Ridiculous.
It. I'm guessing it has some, what's it called?
Side effects.
Side effects,
yeah. Yeah. Yes. Well, basically like it just stops your craving and your hunger. So you eat less.
But what's the side effects?
That's why are they fasting. So fasting this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but fasting is hard. Like,
It's mental.
I feel like a pill, like, it just, I don't know how it works inside, right? But it just stops the craving. With just fasting, it just you have to be mentally, like, prepared.
I mean,
to,
the pill's mental, too, because, I mean, people can eat. You know, you could take the pill, like, well, I'm still hungry, and then you're just going to eat.
Yeah, but I feel like, doesn't it make you eat, for example, if you have a full plate, you eat half of the plate with the pill, I guess?
I don't know. I don't know if it does. I don't know.
I don't know how that shit works.
If it's a TikTok, I'm not taking that. It's not real.
I don't know. I didn't know about
it's
the injection.
It's just the next pill, I think. So yeah, it's kind of like, I don't think it's going to work right now. It's not going to work. Still not mental.
Yet.
Anyways. It's too easy.
So you're going to wait till you're a few more years to like.
Yeah, before I do a marathon. Yeah, yeah. Sure like that, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm never doing a marathon. There's no fucking reason to run for that long.
What's ever. The one where they,
it's fucking crazy.
What's the one where they're like, they're doing a marathon, but then they like have to shoot some.
That's
the Olympics, right?
It's in the Olympics, yeah. And it's called the.
Like what's it called?
It's called the Olympics.
Like the decathlon.
I don't know what it's called.
Holy shit! What the hell is it called?
I like watching that during the Winter Olympics where they just like they're skiing and everything, and then they just drop down.
Oh yeah. When they're walking.
Yeah. And then the guys that just with like five shots get every single shot they needed to go and get up and go.
Man, if I was in the Winter Olympics, I'd like to be in the one that goes.
Sledding?
Biathlon.
Yeah.
A what?
Biathlon.
Oh, shit.
It combines cross-country skiing and shooting.
I feel like that'd be cool to do.
That actually does sound fun. Yeah. Like, stuff like that, that's like, it looks fun.
Yeah.
I'm interested in doing. But running?
It sounds stupid. No, yeah. It sounds like annoying.
It is dumb.
How the fuck would I run?
Running is boring.
Yeah.
Do you don't think it gets your?
I'd rather ride the bike.
It's a stress reliever for some.
Yeah, but for me, I'd rather do the bike. Ride a bike.
Do you ride a bike?
I have a bike. Yeah, I used to.
I bought a bike and I was like, oh, I'm gonna go ride my bike every day. You know, go to the White Rock Lake and just do the whole 10 miles. Is it 10 miles around?
10 miles.
Nine. I think it's nine. Whatever. Yeah, it's 9 or 10 miles.
If you go,
have you done it?
Only did it once.
Did you almost die?
Almost.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. What part?
At the end. Fucker.
Oh no! No, this is. I guess
you
I
have
start.
To get back to your car.
Yeah. So, like, damn, you get to a certain point where you're like, you have to keep going.
I always start at the same spot. Or I would like whenever I go, I was like, I like get going to the same spot. But the end, like if you were to do the all 10 miles, is that one walkway or passageway? Where it's like enclosed in trees
and
like
it's uphill?
Super dark. No. It's just like downhill. Well, it's not even downhill. It's like just flat.
No, I don't know what that is.
But like I would go in the evening. So at night, it just gets super dark because nobody put lights in that area.
Oh, but I have no clue what you're talking about. That whole place is lit up.
No, it's not. Not that area.
No?
Damn. That's a good motivation. You know, it's like, gotta go.
Yeah. So what, you got scared?
Dude, come on. Anybody can pop out. And especially the stories of people getting killed there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
that's pretty bad a few years ago.
Yeah. Something happened last month or something.
Did you have a not that bad good anymore. Bike, though?
No, I didn't.
People that talk about biking like 20 miles, 30 miles or whatever, they're doing this shit in like the fucking road bikes.
And the thin bikes or the wheels, like not the thick
road bikes.
Road bikes, sorry.
Yes.
For the people that don't know, I don't know. I didn't know.
So one time we went and it was Adrian and his friend Mando and Yvette and Kelmy and me. I think that was it. Yeah. That's how I know Kelmy went. Mando has a badass road bike. Yvette has a hybrid, which is still a good bike. Mm. You had a good bike that day. I don't know whose bike it was, but it was yours. And me and Kelmy had like Walmart bikes. Yeah. And we all took off and whatever. And then these two fuckers, like a minute in, they're gone.
Yeah.
And we're like, what the fuck? And they're making fun of us because they also do this a lot.
Yeah.
So they were in way better shape than we were anyway to begin with. Yeah. But they had like superior equipment.
And they had $400 bikes.
Yeah, they had $400 bikes and they were in shape. Yeah. Me and Kelmy don't do this shit. And we had Walmart bikes. We're fucking dying.
Yeah.
Like it was fucking
on the hills and everything.
It was the worst day of my life ever.
We did that with y'all, but we were getting passed by more expensive bikes.
Yeah.
Like there was people
underestimate the equipment.
There's levels. Yeah, there's levels.
Like, well, I'm in great shape. No, motherfucker. I need a badass bike. Yeah. Like they go like this, you know, and they like pedal twice and we have to go like 10 times to keep up with them. It's like, what the?
Change the gears. I always hated changing gears. I'm like, did y'all ever have the bikes where you have to change the gears? Huh. But then, like, you change it once and it goes, the chain comes off, and you're like, fuck.
That's a Walmart bike.
That's a Walmart bike, yeah.
I had Walmart bikes.
Yeah, the bike I have now, it's
pretty good.
Hey, shout out to Kelmy Aim. We made it through.
You can pick it up.
We both almost died.
No way, really? Let me borrow it. I'll go ride the bike.
Nah, fuck that. You'll fuck it up.
We have, probably we won't. I have a nice bike now. And I did. I went back to Rockwall after that in my new bike, and I made it all the way around. I was still fucking dead tired, but it was not anywhere near what. Yeah,
like, oh, this is different.
No, like, yeah, oh, this is fun. Like,
I don't remember Kelly.
Because it was because she's shorter and she's a girl. She had a smaller Walmart bike.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fucking killing her, dude.
Yeah, so
like, switched bikes.
Did y'all have cambios or nothing?
Yeah, a little bit. Three gears. Yeah, and it was I was afraid the chain was gonna pop off. Like you said, so no. We would stop and walk for a little while, or
push it up the hill, guys. No, there was one time I went. And I didn't have my bike. Everybody else that had a bike.
Went bike riding without your bike?
No, I went bike riding with somebody else's bike. That they had at the...
Oh, my God.
Not even the Walmart ones.
It doesn't even have a cambio, right?
The bird ones, yeah.
Oh, the rental ones?
Yeah,
the rental
ones. Yeah, the cruisers. That was horrible.
You were on the scooter.
I had a friend. You remember Fred from Isaac?
I have a friend named Fred.
No.
Like that.
He used to do all the specialties when we were building that hospital. Wild dude, Colorado. Anyway, he liked riding bikes, but he would ride just like a bike with no gears.
Just, he was a madman.
He was a madman. Oh, dude was built like a fucking brick house. And he said he used to go to Rockwall because he bought a house around there when he finally moved down here. He's going up the hill, you know, standing up on his bike riding, and he's like passing these dudes in the badass bikes, and they're like, all right, bro. He was in shape. Built. Yeah,
damn. The only reason, one time I wanted, like, I've always said that any like I want to grow my legs. I want to look like, you know, like the bike riders when at the what do they do? The Tour
of France.
Look like Les Armstrong.
Tour of Italy is a dish. Never mind.
Like, that's why I wanted to ride a bike. Like, that's why
I look like a bike rider. Crazy. Hmm? I look like a Hell's Angel. Like, a few years, I have the full bell here. That's what I'm shooting for. I ride bikes too.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. That'd
now, be those guys, have you ever seen them after they ride like a race? Like, their veins.
They look like
fucking
badass.
They look like mummies. No.
No, yeah. It looks.
Oh, right, it looks like it hurts. Sick.
They look emaciated.
Yeah.
Look it up. Well, wait.
I'll look it up.
But they look no, what I'm saying is,
wait,
like,
not that,
their legs. Yeah. I just want big legs, guys.
Yeah.
They don't have big legs, they have strong legs.
Yeah, and they're just cut.
No, they're big though.
No. Have you seen the Anatoly videos? The weightlifter, the power lifter?
No.
Oh yeah, dude, he's so funny. It's like Anatoly. Can I come and try your weight?
Oh, can I clean here?
Can I clean here?
And then
I'm just gonna move it.
Oh, no, he started doing ones where he walks up to guys. He's like, "Why you use fake weights?"
Oh yeah,
those dudes get mad, and then they see him lift. They're like, "What the fuck?" If you don't know what we're talking about, just go to TikTok and look up Anatoly. Yeah, you see, Adrian's showing them. Yeah, that's what they look like after running those races and marathons and shit.
Yeah, but after a rest day, after like a week of rest or a month of rest,
they'll look good.
Looking good.
He's even got the tan.
Damn.
It's fucking gross. Dude. If you've never seen, like, if you're listening and you've never seen what people look like after marathons or like running, riding the Tour de France, look it up.
They're huge.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. What? Pretty crazy.
Jeez. They're still making money though. I mean, they are making money.
They're sponsored.
Yeah, I'm sponsored too.
That's what I don't get.
What?
Like, why? What's the motivation for that? Other than to say I did it.
Holy shit.
That's what I'm saying. I will never run a marathon, even if I get in good enough shape that I could.
Mm.
Why? Why would I do that?
Why would you do what? This?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think they just like riding bikes, but that's the race. They have to do it, right?
I like riding bikes too. I'll go ride around until I'm tired and then I'll go.
But they like to, are we talking about like you're professionally like, doing this or like marathon? Just like.
If you're not getting paid to do this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah.
I think there has to be like a little bit of a psychotic kind of like.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, yes, right, but you said earlier you want to challenge, you'd like to challenge yourself. That's a challenge.
Okay, doing a third of that is a challenge.
Yes.
No, like realistically.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. So I like a challenge, but that's.
It's not.
I think it's like the runner's high, you know? It's like once you do like one and it's like,
never experienced
man.
That.
Because I never would. A runner's high. Yeah, no.
Nope, no idea. can't relate.
I hated running back because I was in cross country and like
no.
I would get to the point where your feet feel like they're not even there anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, this sucks. But, you know, I'm there.
Just got to keep going. You're
cruising.
There's always a point where I'm like, all right, this hurts. I got to quit. But once you get past that.
Yeah, it's like, called your second wind.
It's just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And you just keep going.
People that have that don't know what a second wind is have never experienced it. And yeah. It's fucking weird, but it's a thing.
It's yeah. Like you just want to quit. And yeah. Just wait.
Just keep going.
And you're like, oh shit, that's not bad.
Yeah.
But at least you just can't feel it anymore.
Yeah. Like yeah. That's all it is. No. It's numb.
Yeah. Not feeling your legs would be weird. Or your feet, I'm sorry.
Have you guys seen like those Tour de France crashes?
Those are my favorite.
Dude, I love too. Watching crashes. Like and not to be like bad, but it's like I like watching crashes.
I think lately like my Instagram feed has been that just like just
because you've been looking up the stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, holy shit.
It's funny when you watch them because, like, if you're a normal person, hold on.
What am I drinking?
Just going to finish it. And you ride a bike, you're like, well, that's stupid. Like, because you're just riding yourself. A bike,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen to you. Yeah. But you're also not going 40 miles an hour on a bike that you've been riding for 10 hours.
Yeah.
Like, it's a little different.
Yeah. I like watching the climbs.
Oh,
when a guy just takes off like on a climb, he's a climber.
Yeah.
Man, that shit looks crazy. He just like fuck. Like it looks like he's going downhill, but
does this qualify as sports? Because we've been going on.
We
for
have
a long
been yeah. Right. For Let's a change while. Sorry, right, we can change it real quick.
I don't consider this. Anyway, this is more like you know.
It's Olympic sports. I mean, the Olympics are coming up, so.
But this has more to do with like lifestyle stuff.
Yeah, it does.
It's
it does.
Not really a sport. Right. We're not talking about teams and shit.
Or not.
When I got a bike, like one of those like cycling ones.
He said, fuck it, we're going to keep going.
Fuck it. No, I want to tell you a story. No, this is actually funny. Like when I first got one, I didn't know, like I bought the clips and stuff and those clips. I didn't know how to get out. I've seen YouTube videos on how to do it. But I was like, well, fuck it. I'm just going to try. Well, I'm like going and then like I'm at a stoplight and I'm like, fuck, how do I get out of this? So like my dumbass is like, well, fuck, at this point, It is what it is. Fall. So I just like stopped and found the side and then I unclipped. Yeah. And then there was like all these cars passing. They're like, ha, stupid. And I'm like, oh, that's how you do it.
Yeah, that's.
It's never clip into
difficult
a bike.
At first, but.
Oh, fuck that.
You, yeah. just got to twist your foot.
Yeah,
that's also why they fall. That's also why those crashes happen.
Oh, because someone's trying to.
Because they can't just put their foot down and not fall. Like, no, clip you gotta the like, bike.
Get out.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, we can change the topic.
Yeah, we can change.
Now I'm tired.
I'll try to do a half triathlon or a half.
No, 5K.
I'm gonna try to do a half mile.
I'm gonna do the Tour de France with you.
I'm gonna walk 10,000 steps.
I'll do a 5K. Watch.
Okay,
but that's
let's do it.
All right.
Look, there's nothing wrong with a 5K. I've always said one day I'm going to do a 5K. I want to run the whole fucking, but run the whole thing, not jog it.
I can run it. Yeah, I can run the whole thing.
You can run a 5K.
Yes.
I think you overestimate yourself a lot.
I think you underestimate me.
I do, for sure, 100%.
Yeah.
I want to see you do it.
Okay.
How fast do you think you could run a 5K?
I used to run a mile in like under eight.
What? Used to Damn. Like
used to yeah.
I mean, it was like high school
ago. 10 years ago
no
I used to
yeah that's what I'm saying I don't know maybe 25 under 25
so you Damn. Think you could run
under like, I want to say 30 just
it's
to be safe
3.2 miles right or
2.3 it's 3.1 3.2 yeah, 3. Like,
it's yeah, either 3.2 or 2.3 1 or 2 whatever
yeah
it's a huge difference but whatever I'm talking about running it not like, jogging it.
Yeah, I get
I'm not sprinting it, but running it.
I will tell you that like there's gonna be a part where I'm not gonna be running. There's, like I know myself, I'm gonna have to jog it, but then I can like, you know.
Well, then you can't run 5K.
You want me to run it?
Yeah.
All right. Let me
like the whole 5K. Run the whole 5K.
Let me find one.
Like a jog is just
and I'll train
a little bit faster than the.
I'll train for this 5K. I find it funny.
I'll do it with you.
We'll do it together. We'll do it together. I find it funny training for a 5K, but I get your wish. You want me to run it?
No, but it's right.
Under 30. You know what?
We'll sign you up for one this weekend because you talk like it's nothing.
No, I'm not saying it's nothing.
You're telling me you can run for for 30 minutes straight right now. You can run without stopping, nothing right now.
Without. If you let me jog and like run and jog?
No, run jog.
You want me to run?
Yes.
Okay, that's just. I know I'm not. I can't.
A 5K run.
Oh, wait. But
it's
a fun run.
It's a fun run.
Let me do the.
You get hot chocolate at the end of it.
Yeah. No, but I like the ones where they throw stuff at you.
You get a color run. You want a color run?
Oh, dude, those are so fun.
They're like, so annoying. Everything, because you got fucking shit everywhere.
Yeah. That's why you wear goggles. Or not goggles, but.
Anyway, whatever.
Anywho. Look, we'll talk about this after, but yes, I'll do one. Give me 3 months, I guess. Because you want me to run
3 months for a 5K?
Alex. Well, no, not for a 5K.
No, I'll give you 3 months to run a 5K.
But yeah, because you want me to run.
I want you to run it, yes.
All right.
This was the episode.
So we're going to do the German episode, and then we're going to go run a 5K. That's in 3 months.
Wait, is the German still on?
How's your German coming?
Nine. It's the same word.
Yeah.
What's the hot dog place?
Wiener Schnitzel.
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen. Oh, sorry. Germans. What else were we going to go? Get them off of me. Go. Just give me another topic.
Like before he commits to more shit.
All right. I'll talk about something here. I saw a video of women.
Oh, God.
Enough said.
Stop there.
Women ranking them. So there's five girls in the video. And they're going to rank each other from 1 through 5 in attractiveness.
Okay.
Do they get to watch each other do it?
They're just in the room. Right, they're together and they're talking through it.
Yeah.
This is why I think you should be here. Whatever. Yeah. And then 5 guys come in and then they arrange it the way they see it.
They rank the women.
How do you think that went? Yeah.
I don't think it went well.
Oh no. For the women or the men? For the women, yeah, they didn't go well.
For the women,
I'm pretty sure a bunch of eagles were, you know,
bashed there. But
just because I think I've seen the videos you're talking about. Because I've seen one where they're like, they rank themselves in IQ, what they think, who's the smartest. And the one that was like, oh yeah, I got degrees, master degrees and everything. She was like last. And so.
What do you mean?
Well, they have.
You have to watch the video. I have to show it to you.
They do talk about that, but this is strictly attractiveness.
Yeah.
But they do throw in some stuff in there, like after talking to each other, well, you should be here because, you know, you're fine. You're cool, whatever.
Was there a big disparity between the women?
Between 1 and 5, yeah.
What about between 1 and 2?
It could go either way.
Okay.
And 1 and 6?
There was 5 people.
There was 5 people.
Oh, 1 and 5. I was like,
number 6 was a ghost.
There's always 6. There was always 6. That's what I'm saying.
5. No, 5.
So 1 and 5?
Yeah.
The big difference? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
He just said yeah.
Oh, okay.
The big difference between 1 and 5, but not so much between 1 and 2. Mm.
That's so interesting because it's like, it begs the question of like, what is attractive, right?
Yeah. So, you know, they talked about it. They discussed it. Man, it was awkward, you know, for them.
Yeah.
Some of them weren't talking, you know, because they were, I don't know, you could tell some of them were getting their feelings hurt. The one.
Did they know what they were getting into when they signed up for this? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a social experiment, I guess.
No, I've seen those videos. I don't know if they tell them what they're going to do before they sign up for it, or are they just like, all right, you got to sign up for this. Okay.
So. Yeah, so number 5 ended up being number 1.
Oh.
What?
So the way they ranked themselves. So number 5 ended up being number 1. Number 2 ended up being number 5. And then.
Where did number 1 end up?
I think like 3.
Yeah.
Why do you think
like
that?
Like 2 or 3.
Why do you think number 5 got to move to number 1? Because you, the men walked in.
Because she was the most confident. She knew she was fucking hot. And she said, y'all are beautiful.
Do you think the women did that, though? Did she do that, number five? Did she say, oh, let me be number five?
During the conversation, she was like, she you know, they kind of interview him on the side. You know, they have them all right there. And then they interview him on the side. And she was like, I kind of felt like nobody was, you know, wanted to be number five. So I was like, I'll just be number five. You
because
know?
She, if she so was helper. Actually number five, she would have never said that.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. But why did the men move her? Because if she was actually super attractive, yeah. But then number one wasn't attractive?
She was, just not number as attractive one, as number five.
I think number one moved to like...
three or four, you said, right?
Like somewhere two or three. It was like two or three.
I'm just trying to see why you think the men would have moved her. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it has nothing to do with why the men moved her. The question is, why did she place herself at number five?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Why did they place her at number five?
And then you're saying confidence.
I'm saying her confidence. She her feelings were getting hurt.
Yeah.
Okay. No matter what happened, her feelings weren't getting hurt.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'll be whatever number you want me to be.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
So she's and I think you're beautiful, you fat ass. That's like, you know?
Ay, mi gordita.
I see what you're saying. How do you think if the roles were reversed and it was men, how would they do?
I saw that too. And
I know how it would go.
They actually got rearranged.
The same?
Pretty good too. Like, it wasn't.
Oh. I think it's different though.
They were a little bit more like, they were like actually like fucking, like, whoa, you know, you're tall. Girls tall guys. So, you know.
So here's my take on that. I think men are more superficial. When it comes to like what we find attractive, like it's pretty easy to tell what we find attractive, right? Because we're men.
Yeah.
And for women, I think the perception that we have of what women find attractive is completely off.
Yeah.
Okay. Like we think every woman wants a fucking 6 foot tall, blonde hair, blue eye built guy, and they don't. Some women just want a big teddy bear. Some women just want, you know, whatever. Whatever it is, but it's never what we think it is.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever done the female delusional calculator?
Oh, I don't even know what the fuck that is.
So it's like on Google, and then like you type in, like the girl would type in, I want this guy to be 6 feet tall, want him to either not be, well, married or unmarried.
Have a salary of over 200K.
Yeah, over 200K or 100K, and then it's like what type of race. On that. And then
we did an episode on that.
Oh, you did?
We did.
Oh, no.
I don't remember that.
No, but it's cool because like I missed it. But yeah, and then it like says like, oh, only like 0.01% of males in the U.S. actually.
No, we have talked about that. I think we talked about it when Big Rob was here the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Where it was like the women go through all the list of all the stuff that they want in a man, and they're like, yeah, there's that percentage of men in the world that meet.
Yeah. Okay.
But, and what do you bring to the table?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I'm cute. You ain't that fucking cute.
we talked about that. We did.
So the guy that they thought was more attractive that they thought the girls would think would be more attractive he ended up moving like to fourth or fifth place.
Yeah. Because of that. I think it's like, I don't think we're ever going to know what women find attractive.
He's dressed like a douche. That's what.
No, but
and then
was,
there's that. But he was. You could tell, like he had like face. He had all the features.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was like a model. Like you would be like, oh my god, he's
like that guy at truck yard the other day.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was shorter, but yeah, that. And he had like,
what do you mean?
You know, just
what do you mean truck yard?
The other and then day? The guy with the beer belly was up top.
I thought we talked
last
about
episode.
It. One of the episodes we were at truck yard a few weeks ago. We're sitting there, and me and Gladys are facing that way, and Adrian's like, so it's like me, Gladys, Adrian's facing this way, so you can't see the guy. And this dude sits down, and he's like, they're sitting over there talking, and you know, it's like when he's one of those hand talkers.
Yeah.
So he lifts his arms, and his fucking arms are just ripped, and he's wearing like a sleeveless shirt. Mm-hmm. He's wearing a tank top. Mm-hmm. And it caught my attention, because come on. And I said to Gladys, that dude needs to go get a fucking burger or something, because he's one of those guys that's like 2%. Body fat.
Oh, okay.
And then he stands up and he's like fucking 6'2", 6'3". Like he's got everything. The chiseled cheeks. He's got the full head of hair that's cut just right. Mm-hmm. He's got the right amount of tattoo. Like the dude is a fucking model, right? And I'm like, man, fuck that guy. And well, so we were talking about like, would you want to look like that? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, well, I mean, if I was getting paid, if, because.
Oh, to carry yourself.
Nobody runs a fucking marathon. Yeah. Nobody keeps himself in that kind of shape unless you're getting paid. So if I was getting paid to look like that, fuck yeah, I would look like that. But no.
That guy was like, definitely no a chance. Model. He was a model.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Yeah.
So no, I'm not going to look like that ever. But
that's hard to keep up to.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like professional athletes don't have the amount of body fat that guy had.
Yeah.
Because he has to look good in pictures.
Yeah.
And you know, it's different.
Got to be photogenic too.
Yeah.
So that's what we think. I think as men, that's what we think women find attractive because those are the models that are presented to them in magazines and TV. Yeah. But that's not necessarily true.
But you
whereas for us, yeah, we want the hot girl. We want the girl with the nice body and the big boobs and the nice whatever. Yeah. Whatever it is you find attractive, that's what we want. And they're not mistaken in that.
Yeah.
Do we find other body types and other women attractive? Yeah, we fucking do.
Yeah.
But we don't say it and we don't like. So when they judge themselves, they judge themselves based on that, just like we do.
Yeah.
That's why I think the results were the same in that.
Well, they judge themselves the same.
Yeah, based on what they think we like.
Well, but they were being nice to each other.
We're not nice to each other.
What do you mean we're not nice? The guys?
No. Nah, there was that fucking 6'4" guy that's built like a, you know, whatever. We would definitely rank him number one. He's not going to be like, oh, no, you're number one because whatever.
Yeah,
girls would all be like, girls, yeah, you're number one. And so let's figure out the rest.
Yeah, so the girls had number five at like number two.
Yeah.
Because they weren't being realistic.
What I'm saying is like us being guys who like, you'd start off with like, oh, dude, we're all hot. We're all good looking guys. But after that, I was like, all right, if we're going to get serious, like, okay, you go over there. Let's like, you, oh, no, you're good. You're good. Stay right there. Whatever. You know what I mean?
All right, rank us, George.
I'm not doing that right now.
One.
I'm not doing that right now. As the,
1A, 1B.
I like this.
1A, 1B, 1C, 1.5.
No. That's it.
So you think girls have a harder time going up to like a guy like the one we saw?
Yes.
Then the guys have a harder time going up to a 10?
Yes.
Yeah. Because we don't give a shit.
No, because we're stupid. We all think we're the man.
This is my day.
I don't like me personally, no, but I think most men are just fucking cocky and stupid. So they'll definitely go up to a 10 and
yeah.
Whereas women won't do that.
How many guys think so, like, I think I'll make her laugh.
They'll be more like scared.
Yeah. Because they all think they're not good enough.
Yeah, it's like all
that. Dude, I have a lot of friends that we've had this conversation with them and I tell them like you can walk, any woman that I know can walk into any bar on any given night of the week and go home with a guy.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah.
That's not the same. It's not true for a guy.
Yeah.
But they don't get it. It blows my mind, but whatever.
Yeah, because isn't it like because girls' value like is like in their 20s and then kind of starts like slimming down like in their 30s and 40s.
Are you saying, is that you judging women?
No, like, I'm not judging. No. Just saying.
You're saying that value goes up, right? It meets.
I get what you're saying. Say it the right way so that everybody else knows.
Sorry, I was thinking in Spanish.
Say it in Spanish.
Well, shit, an hour. Dang, I kind of blacked out. I think that's crazy, though, that, you know, just that is true that women can just like easily go to any bar and just be like, all right, well, I want this, and that guy easily. But, yeah.
You get it for your drinks.
Huh?
What?
Oh, I thought you wanted another drink.
Oh, right? No. We're good right now. I'm good on the drinks.
What'd you say?
Nada.
He said women can go to the bars and get free drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Fuck. That's nice.
I had a... Have you ever had somebody ask you to buy them a drink?
No.
I have.
Really?
We were at... I was like... That was 20... Yvette was old enough to get into the bar. So she was 18. So I was 22.
Okay.
And we were at the fucking...
Crib Snatcher.
What was that? what was that one club in Deep Ellum that had like EDM and shit back in the day?
Lizard Lounge.
Lizard Lounge. We were at Lizard Lounge.
I love that place.
Now, standing at the bar, I don't know where you're at, what's your restroom or something. Just drinking a drink, getting a drink. And this lady, at the time, older lady, she's probably like in her mid-30s, walks up to me. She's fucking hot, but old. Old. Straight up, walks up to me and she's like, you want to buy me a drink? I'm like, no. But thank you for asking. He's like, all right. She turns around and walks off. I'm like, that was awkward. But they're used to it, I guess.
Did she go to anyone else or was it just
she walked back into the dance floor. I'm sure she's done it before.
I'm sure she went to the next guy and he bought her a drink.
Yeah, somebody bought her a drink. It wasn't going to be me because Yvette was coming back and I didn't need that drama.
Yvette, toxica. No, yeah.
Have you?
No way.
Had anyone ask you?
No.
I'm not saying it's probably not a common occurrence, but this lady, we had it down, I guess.
She had the balls to go up there and ask for that free drink. That's what you're saying.
I'm gonna try that one of these days.
You're gonna what?
Let's all do it this week.
See what happens.
Let's go to a fucking bar by ourselves. I mean, you can take your girl or whatever and just have her sit on the side. But go up to the bar and ask a girl if she wants to buy you a drink.
Okay.
Adrian, if she says yes, run, because Gladys will beat the shit out of both of you.
Wait, can we take Luis?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He's also gonna get his ass beat.
He's gonna get his ass beat too.
He probably will. Yeah, more than likely. You
got a significant other?
Nah. Huh? I mean, the single life. It'll work for me.
Yeah. You want to buy me a drink? Yeah. All right, let's go.
Let's go, baby. Come on.
Just what bar?
It doesn't matter.
Lizard Lounge.
Is that even still there?
No. Shut down years ago. Yeah. Can I get a refill on something?
Here.
Let's go to
you. I got a tequila over here.
I haven't had TX in a couple weeks.
Is Deep Ellum still like super crazy or not?
Yeah, man. You need to come back.
Came back.
Let's talk about this.
You live in Fort Worth.
You grew up in Fort Worth.
No, actually grew up in El Paso.
Well, yeah. Whatever. But since you've been here, you're a Fort Worth person. You ever come to Dallas?
I used to live in Dallas. I used to live by like the Deep Ellum area. Mm-hmm. It was 2018 to 2017 to 2021. I was like living like in that like Deep Ellum area, by like the hospital, the Baylor Hospital. Baylor? And,
did you work there?
No. I was going to nursing school.
Graduated from Baylor, right?
Mm-hmm. From Baylor. And then that's like where the nursing program was at. And then, I experienced like the downtown crazy life, and I tapped out like so fast. I was just like, dude, it was chaos. No, it was just so much like all the time. And yeah, I think I just like, I was like, man, I just want some peace and like, but still have the access to the busy, cool life. It sounds like Fort Worth. Fort Worth is chill, man.
I heard Fort Worth is pretty fun.
I always forget that.
Yeah, but it's way more chill in Dallas, I think.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
What, oh, like better the?
No, it's just more chill.
Like, oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. More chill. But
yeah, it's more chill.
Chill.
Stop saying chill. But that's getting kind of popping, though. There's like a lot of money getting invested there.
Yeah.
And Fort Worth?
Yeah. Supposedly, it's going to be bigger than Austin in 5 years.
In 5 years?
Yeah.
No, Austin's growing stupid right now.
Well, yeah, because sure. I think because Fort Worth still has so much land, and then I think Austin's
you being bigger, like in,
I think people wise, I don't know. I read it somewhere.
That's the case. I got to go buy a bunch of houses in Fort Worth.
Come on,
I hate Fort Worth. Can't go over there.
Why do you hate it?
Yeah, why do you hate it? Because it's Fort Worth. Does it make sense?
No,
I don't know.
What has Fort Worth done to you?
Just hate Houston. It's fine.
But that's a...
Just do what everybody else does.
Yeah.
I hate Houston. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, so you don't have to... I don't hate Fort Worth. I'm okay with Fort Worth. I just don't want to drive out there because it's far.
Yeah. I guess that's the thing. I feel like Houston is closer than Fort Worth and is a better drive. I know it's not, but, you know, it just feels...
If you don't know what we're talking about, Fort Worth is 45 minutes away. Houston is 4 hours away.
Yeah. I don't know why it feels so much further. Yeah, no, that's why.
So I read this story in in somewhere.
New York Times.
About this Florida man that lives in Florida. I forgot what in city. Mexico. I forgot what city, but he has a little house, and developer bought out like everything around, like every, you know, they were just buying everything out, like mm-hmm. you know, build skyscrapers or whatever, skyscrapers. And he's still there, and his house is like you can't see it because
of the buildings.
Like they just said, fuck it, they just built everything. And like to get to his house is like fucking hard. Like you have to get special directions and to get into his property.
Do they not have eminent domain in Florida? Because here they'll just eventually they'll take your house.
I guess not. Here? Because he's still there. I mean, they offered him a shit ton of money back when, but
kind of like that.
Like, I'm not going. I'm not moving.
Kind of like that movie. Shit, what's the name of it? The one with the balloons and the house.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot the name of it.
He lives in Orlando Capote? Capote?
Is that it? Is there a picture?
In the South Florida city of Coral Gables. Sorry.
So I think at one point they offered him like $500,000. Dang. So, and they came back and offered him more, and he was like,
no, I'm good.
So he's protecting the home his parents bought more than 35 years ago. So he doesn't want to let it go.
Okay, it's not even that old.
Yeah, it's not that old.
But there's a ranch in Plano.
Yeah.
Y'all know that ranch, right?
No.
You never driven by it?
I think I know what you're talking about.
If you're coming down like Plano Parkway, it's fucking Plano. It's like fucking,
and there's just,
and then in, right in the middle cows. Of it, there's this fucking, yeah, ranch with cows and the farmhouse and everything. Right smack in the middle of Plano. Same situation. That this is Texas and that's Plano, and that dude had money. And they just said, I'm not fucking selling, and they never sold and whatever. That sounds like a completely different thing, because no,
this is just
eventually
like,
they'll just take your fucking property.
No, this is just like a house like this in the middle of fucking downtown Dallas. Wouldn't happen like here. In the middle of downtown Dallas. Like there's buildings and shit all over the place.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the picture.
Look for a picture.
I'm trying to find the picture.
And that's, I mean, the fuck. You think he could sell down and get as much as he did before? Probably not.
No, he definitely could, because that property's still worth money. Like that fucking plot of land.
Yeah.
If it's a third of an acre, I could still build a skyscraper on it.
Call me.
It's correct. It's me just like this.
Yeah.
Is it
probably this smaller? I don't know. Maybe. Okay. But that's another one.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Here's State of Texas landowner's bill. Eminent domain is a legal authority that.
Sorry.
It doesn't look funny enough. Eminent domain is a legal authority that certain entities are granted that allows those entities to take private property for a public use. So you could refuse to sell for as long as you want. Eventually, the city of Dallas is going to say, fuck you, we're taking you.
But
they have to pay you fair market price for your property.
Yeah.
But
you won't get whatever they offer.
Yeah, exactly.
If it was a million. Okay, I gotcha. Because I feel like they did that for Garland. For all that development that they did in the city of Garland, like the next to 635 off of Northwest with the hotel.
You mean where we used to live?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. That area. Walmart. What else did they put?
Stuff.
It's just stuff. I feel like they did that to a bunch of like people. But I don't think they got the.
Wasn't a lot of houses there, though.
It was apartments. I don't think they got
it. Apartments are. It's
different.
Commercial property. It's different.
Ah, okay. They took out. What was it, Mervyn's?
Mervyn's.
I like going there.
It's crazy to see that, like, when I was living in the downtown Dallas, like, to see it just get all gentrified, too.
Yeah, dude.
And that was wild to see that area, like, all these, like, really horrible houses that were probably, like, drug houses to suddenly just be, like, nice houses, like, out of nowhere.
Oh, like, driving down Greenville, I think you see.
Yeah, it was down Greenville.
Yeah, holy shit.
This is like
there's literally, it looks like imagine a
and they purposely like built around
a huge 30-story building or whatever that's got a courtyard in the middle, and in the middle of that courtyard is the house.
I think of it as the house from Up.
Yeah, that's what it came down to. I forgot the name of it.
And that old man is like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, literally the guys from the movie
good
Up.
For him.
Yeah. That's what, if for people are
it's
trying
like,
to,
I'm committed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do you think it's still worth? I mean, all they're going to do is little. Yeah, no, I guess dude, it
they
is
can
worth.
Build a building.
It is worth.
You know how much they can add to that building?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But they offered him a bunch of money several times. And a few times he was just like, you know, they're just trying to screw me or whatever, which they probably were.
How much would you?
I mean, it was a lot of money, but
it wouldn't take that much for me to get rid of this one.
Nah.
That happened to Yvette's grandma. Yvette's grandma had a house in East. Remember where Jerry's used to be? East Dallas?
Jerry's
Supermarket?
No.
Yeah.
The Fitzhugh.
I thought it's still there.
You know, whatever area. If you drive through there now, it's nothing but apartments and restaurants and bars.
Yeah.
And she had this house, like the fucking roof was caving in. It was a shit house. And I think they got up to $1 million, probably more than that. Damn. And she's like, oh, it's my house. I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
Oh. And she fucking died there. Yeah. I think like whoever she willed it to ended up selling eventually, but she didn't.
So oh,
she
wow.
went out. She went out with a big old middle finger.
If my mom was doing that, like never, like, you know, refused to sell, I would have kept the house too. Like, you too.
Yeah, fuck that.
Eventually they're going to take it. If you're not going to do anything with it, they're going to take it. So
that's what I'm saying. You're in Texas. I don't know if eminent domain is like a thing just in Texas or everywhere, but they'll take it eventually.
Probably here.
The guy we were renting in downtown Dallas, he had bought that townhome for like $100K. And when we ended up, man, and he was charging us like $3K a month, but it was like four of us that were living there. But he ended up selling it for like $750.
Yeah,
and it sucked. It was like everything that could go bad went bad. Like the sink, yeah. like fell.
The faucets weren't shit.
Like yeah, there,
piece of shit.
There was like one day that the plumbing, like something exploded, and there was just like shit, like all over the garage. And,
well, at least it
and
was
he refused
shit.
To fix anything. He was like, "Nah, like I'll fix. Like I'm not gonna like." Have anyone, I'll fix it.
And that was there when y'all moved in.
Yeah. And then he was like, no, it's fine.
Would you be a horrible landlord?
Me? No. That's why I can't be a landlord.
You wouldn't be a bad one? No. Because you'd like, oh, no,
I'd lose
right.
money. I'd just be fixing everything.
I'd be a horrible landlord.
You'd fix things that they don't care about,
don't
but you're
care
like,
about. Like, oh, that
I gotta fix
it. I gotta fix it. Yeah.
Didn't John Riles have a, like, his, that have a couple parking lots or something like that. Did he ever tell you about that?
Yeah. You never saw him?
No, I never saw him. But
so way back in the day, we know this guy, he had a, Adrian just gave out his full name. That's cool.
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
we'll delete that.
His dad had property in like Dallas proper, like way back in the day, right? Like in the city of Dallas. Mm-hmm. And it got built out and it turned into what is now the Gayborhood, the nice. Oak Lawn area in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And he sold a lot of the properties, but he held on to this fucking like 10 foot wide. It was like 60 foot. I don't know how long it was.
Yeah.
A lot of land. It was just a strip. It was literally one parking space. Uh-huh. Like one parking space wide. Like it was maybe, call it 15 parking spaces.
Okay.
That he has, that he owned in the middle of the neighborhood of Dallas, mm-hmm. which is worth like stupid money. Uh-huh. But somebody, he had a, like either a friend or a partner or something that was trying to screw him out of some money, so the guy wouldn't sell. And for the longest time, he was like, yeah, fuck you, I'm not selling it. So you just put a fucking chain link fence around it. And we drove through there one time, John's like, yeah, but that's property right there. This is like this little area fenced in the middle of downtown Dallas. Like, what the fuck is wrong with your dad?
So
he's like, no, he's petty as fuck. Like, he's not selling.
He said that, well, adding to that, he said that, it was like a bar that opened up right there or something.
Yeah.
And they had to have like a minimum amount of parking spots. So every year or every 2 years, he would like go up, you know, hey, I need to buy a parking spot. And he'd sell it to him for like a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
like just a little bit of spot and then move
just
the fence.
By 18 space yeah. and you just move the fence.
You just move the fence and then next year he'll come again. Hey, I need more space. And then he'll sell it again. And like just stupid money. Yeah,
that's brilliant though.
But, yeah.
Fucking people, I swear.
I've been there too.
Well,
damn. Man, I wish I could be like that. I've had opportunities and I just can't do it.
Be a dick?
Yeah. I'm just a softy. As much of an asshole as I am, I'm a softy.
There's nothing that would make you be like,
I just can't. I'm not a petty person.
See, that speaks of your
character.
I mean,
if someone's taking advantage of you, you wouldn't be like.
Two people take advantage of me all the time.
Yeah, but.
Cheevet.
Especially even.
I don't know. I wouldn't be. I'd like if I had a house and someone was renting. I'd like if they forgot, didn't pay within the 3 days or whatever at the beginning of the month. I'd have like an eviction.
You're knocking on the door.
That's the other thing. Like if you have rental properties in Texas, you have to like. The second, if your rent is due on this day, the next day you have to have a notice on their door. And then 2 days later, you have to have another notice on there. Like, there is a process.
Oh, a notice.
If you don't go through all that, you can't evict them.
Ooh.
Damn.
And I'm not going to do that. So I'm not going to put myself in that mess. Because I'm just not that disciplined or that much of a dick. Like, it's not going to happen. But yeah, if you don't have, like, if you try to, like, well, I haven't paid rent in 2 months. Well, show me that you sent them all these notices that they were late.
Yeah.
You have to prove all these things or you can't evict them.
I like put it and do it, post it on their door, right?
Can you have like a company do that for you or no?
Yeah. That's why you're supposed to hire a management company because that's what they do. They know all the rules. They know all the laws.
Yeah.
So day one, there's a fucking notice on your door and there's a picture of it that they have. And it's like,
yeah,
that's what I would do.
Well, they charge you 10%.
Yeah.
Hire me. Well, next time if you have something and you need to evict someone, let me know.
Okay.
Gotcha. I mean, I'm not going to go pull them out, but you know, I'll go put the notice.
I'll do that part.
Oh, what's the eviction? The notice officer? What are they called? Eviction officers?
Yes, we'll just call them that.
Sure. I don't know what they're called. Anyways.
All right, Alex. Last chance. What do you got?
No, don't got nothing.
Just damn it, George chill, Kwan. Man.
We may have lost the game, but we didn't lose the stands.
That's true. Put up a good fight.
Whoa. I hate losers. That shit too, though.
Ah, come on. They started it.
No, they didn't.
Yeah,
we done?
Yeah, we're done.